Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Everybody asking on Twitter how they can get initiated into the Moaning Club. There you go. Sean and RJ here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for being a Tolo, checking us out. Hopefully you were not watching on the fan cam in that last segment. Live on Twitch as well. So every year, we do this with every sport in all the playoffs. Is there a new blueprint? It's a copycat league. What are the newest trends? Is it going to be the Wildcat? Is it going to be the new young offensive coordinator? Do we need to go back to the old school days? Defense and running game win in the playoffs. So let's kind of look at this based upon what happened this past weekend. Who was left in the Final Four? And questions are being asked about quarterback play and whether we've overhyped it just a little bit. Because on Saturday, it was bad. Real bad. Tannehill, awful. Burrow, he was probably the best of the four, really, and he got sacked
nine
times.
He wasn't very good.
Green Bay and San Francisco could not score. Rodgers did nothing for the final 55 minutes. Garoppolo throws a red zone interception. So now people are looking at Jimmy G. We had this discussion yesterday. Maybe San Fran cannot get rid of him. 4-1 playoff record. 4-1 while throwing for 131 yards, 8 passes in a game, a 69 rating in the Super Bowl, a 131 game, and what he did against us in Arlington, which was not impressive. So it's defense is still really, really important, and maybe the quarterback play overhyped. That is a question that some are mocking and making fun of on social media.
Yeah, some are saying, you know, like, yeah, you don't need the quarterback anymore, do you? You know, like, look at this. It's pretty simple. You just have a great defense, have a great running game. To which I would caution. And I think a lot of this is stemming from Garoppolo. And I think what's happening here, because this is interesting. Jimmy Garoppolo this year was number 6 in adjusted net yards per attempt, which is a hugely predictive stat. And he was 13th in QBR this year. And he was 5th in per-play efficiency. So I think he's just not being used in the playoffs. He's also not playing very well either. But all 8 quarterbacks that played this season, this past weekend, were in the top 13 in QBR this year. They were all top 13. 5 of the top 9 in DVOA were also in the final 8. And all 4 left are in the top 9. It's still important. And I think what the biggest issue that people are failing to realize is it's not about, you don't, the playoffs don't justify whether or not you need the great quarterback. It's getting to the playoffs to justify it. Once you get there, it's a one and done random thing.
Yep.
Elite quarterbacks make the playoffs every year. San Francisco very easily, if they keep Jimmy Garoppolo, or let's just use him for example, because he's the one that's getting a lot of the heat. If they keep Jimmy, it's basically a 50-50 for them every year if they make the playoffs.
Right.
For a team with a top 5 quarterback, it's
like,
not
like Russ was.
Yeah.
Seattle making it every year.
Every year they made it. Now, this year they didn't make it. But every other year they've made it. And I think the stat is like elite quarterbacks make the postseason about 80% of the time. Now, some guys like Brady and Rodgers and Manning made it every 100% of the time. But even Rodgers missed 1 year. Brady hasn't missed any. Manning didn't miss any after, you know, what, 3 years in the league. Montana didn't miss any. What the elite quarterback does is it gets you there. Worry about what happens once you get there. But the hardest thing to do in this league is get to the postseason. That's the hardest thing to do. And that's where the elite quarterback comes in. Yeah, anybody can beat anybody on any given day in January. The weather comes into play. It becomes much more difficult. The game gets muddied up. You game plan for a specific style. Styles make fights. But to me, the referendum on how you should build your team isn't changed in the playoffs. Playoff, right? It's like San Francisco is not, you should not ever build your team like San Francisco.
Agreed.
It's going to become too difficult to maintain.
You have no margin for error.
Yeah. They barely got in the playoffs. You have no margin for error for being able to sustain a dynasty or sustain year after year getting in the playoffs. You know who gets in the playoffs year after year? Like, the Rams do. The Rams have basically, you know, with Sean McVay, they've always had the number one pick at quarterback at a time. They've always had a good quarterback. The
49ers are averaging 18 points a game in the playoffs. Now, if you were the straight, they are this year's Eli Giants, Flacco Ravens, a lucky run. I know San Fran fans, and for some reason we have them because you moved away from your state and had to come here like everyone else in Texas. You're going to call me salty and bitter, and I am. And I am. But it's not manufactured hate to say y'all are getting lucky. And they are this is a lucky run. Now, they beat the Cowboys' ass, especially in the first half. But getting the pump block and, you know, the weather happening in the second half and all that stuff. And yes, props to their defense for the way they played against Rodgers. But you score 18 points a game, you're getting lucky. And that's what they're doing in the playoffs so far.
Autoflex, AC Fantex, do you guys think the Cowboys have a better blueprint? Look, the Cowboys' blueprint of having the better quarterback is a better blueprint than San Francisco's, because the Cowboys are going to make the playoffs more regularly. Now, they may not advance.
Right.
But that has nothing to do with whether they have a better blueprint or not. And the others are saying, you know, if you spend your money wisely, you can win a title like Trent Dilfer. Yeah, you can.
But I have to rely.
But you have to have.
But I have to get have an all-time great defense.
Yeah, you have to have one of the greatest defenses ever.
Yeah.
And it's only one time.
Yeah, Legion of Boom.
We're not.
All those rookie.
Right.
All those rookie salaries.
They all have to be on rookie contracts, basically at the same time. And I'm not trying to win one title. I'm trying to win five.
Look, this isn't hard. It's just we do this time of year.
Every year.
We overcomplicate it. Give me the teams right now in the NFL that are horrible and have no hope. The Lions don't have a quarterback. We don't know about Jacksonville yet. Matt Rhule's about to get fired. Okay? They don't have a quarterback.
Denver.
Giants. Denver.
Washington.
Their coach just got fired. It's not hard.
No.
If you don't have a quarterback, then now Garoppolo is an average to at best above average guy.
Yeah.
Not a bum. If you have a bum, you have no chance. You have no shot.
Right. Like go just think of it this way.
The Steelers had no chance this year.
No chance to win the title.
None. They finished 9-7-1. They had no chance.
Yeah. If you were to go,
unless they got them on a miracle run. Because their defense all of a sudden turned into the steel curtain.
If you were to go and you were to right now pick these 14 teams that are going to make the playoffs next year in the NFL, pick 7 AFC and 7 NFC teams that are going to make the playoffs, you are going to judge and you are going to pick all the teams that you pick are basically going to have the 14 best quarterbacks on them.
Here are the teams that made it. Dak. Who we all had as a top five guy, or at the very least top seven. All right. Rodgers, Tom, Stafford, Kyler, and then you had Garoppolo and Hurts. And That was the Eagles got in. They didn't play a playoff team down the stretch, and Hurts did it with his legs. They're going to get exposed at some point in time. And then Allen, Mac Jones, rookie of the year type season, Burrow, Tannehill, and then you had Mahomes.
Yeah. Like if you're
going to. Along with Carr.
If you're going to go pick, you're going to pick next year to make the playoffs. Wherever Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady end up, those two teams you're going to pick to make the playoffs. You're going to pick the Rams to make it. You're going to pick probably the Chargers to make it with Herbert. You're going to pick Kansas City. You're going to pick Buffalo. You're going to pick the Cowboys. I mean, those teams have great quarterbacks. I mean, every single one of them does. Arizona, you'll probably pick. Like, you're going to pick teams that have the good quarterbacks. Again, worry about what happens when you get to the playoffs. And you're right. You know, like, having a great defense and a strong running game might help you in the playoffs a little bit better, especially in a weather game like Green Bay. But you got to get there. And the easiest way to get there, and the easiest way to guarantee you that you're going to get there, which is going to give you a shot, is to have a great quarterback.
And physicality and toughness, you know, it does matter. This is a bad matchup for the Cowboys because they weren't as tough or as physical as San Fran. They just weren't. When Debo and Trent Williams walked out of that tunnel, it was like Debo in the movie. And Mike McCarthy said, we were nervous. Man. What?
There's a lot of Dak hate on here, man, on this fan text. Dak is not a top 12 quarterback. Yes, he is. There's not even an argument there. You can't even say that with a straight face. If Daniel Jones is the quarterback for the Cowboys make the playoffs. No, they don't.
Man, I'm about to expose that phone number like Dez and Dak's brother. That's bad.
Daniel Jones, the Cowboys had Daniel Jones as the quarterback last year. And they went 6-10. His name was Andy Dalton.
All right, for the heck, any more on the fan text?
Let's see. Dak isn't great. He's average at best. Let's see. Dallas Cowboys inconsistent. No chance of a championship.
All right, just for the heck of it, we really shouldn't do this with 2 minutes left in the segment. Let's just rip off the quarterbacks better than Dak. Let me go in order.
Rodgers.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to do it through the division. Okay, Rodgers.
Brady.
Let's just say Tom comes back.
Yep.
Stafford Mahomes. And Kyler are tough. Let's leave Stafford and Kyler on the side.
Correct. And Herbert. I'll leave her. I'll put Herbert ahead of him.
Oh.
Or well, I'll leave him.
Well, let's just go with the definites. All right. Then we go Mahomes.
And Allen.
Allen. I mean.
Draw a line.
Where are we with Lamar?
I think Dak.
A lot of people that fan text is about to explode saying Lamar is definitely better.
I don't have a problem saying Lamar is better.
I don't either. Lamar, Watson, Kyler, Stafford, Carr, Herbert. So there's a line of four that we definitely know. And then I think it's tough.
I think Dak is in the group of Lamar, Deshaun, Kyler, Matt, Justin.
Burrow's going to thrown in here. So
I mean, I would probably put Carr in the same category, but Carr's definitely below Dak. I think he's on that same grouping of guys. Mm-hmm. I think he's below Dak.
I'm going to take Burrow. I'm going to take Herbert. I think Watson's better. I've always said that.
I agree. I think Herbert and Burrow will be better than Dak if they're not already.
Yeah. So he's not a top five guy.
No, but he's somewhere between 6 and 10.
Yeah.
To say he's not top 12, I don't know. I mean,
that's a little disrespectful.
I think it's a little disrespectful.
A little disrespectful. 877-881-1053. What was really, really disrespectful is what this idiot from the Giants said about Eli over Aaron Rodgers. And we go back on this day to test our football knowledge and pour one out for a champion. It's next on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date.
Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Apparently the Odyssey app works better in London than it does in Fort Worth. As Jared Sandler is listening to the show in London.
What?
Yeah. He's there. Taking a little trip with the wife. I guess he was checking out soccer. He said, if you have a segment to fill when I get back, I can talk about the English soccer fan experience compared to America and the tribal passion and also NFL expansion to Europe. I've been talking to people here and I am enjoying a pint while I'm listening to you guys. You're a midday show here. In London with the time change.
Oh, well, I got to be honest. Am I crazy? And I love history and the royal family. I have no desire to go to London.
Oh, really?
None.
I went as a kid.
And?
I mean, I don't have interest in other, you know, learning
cultures
people, like you do. Like, you know, because when you're young, your parents... You got a tour bus schedule.
Yeah.
And let's go look at this building. And you can't drink. And you know, all I remember, they have awesome Indian food there. And it rains.
Makes sense.
And it rains all the time.
Yeah.
When I think of Indian food, I think of, you know, Henry VIII.
I'm like, if we're not going to Wimbledon, keep me home. And we did not go to Wimbledon.
Yeah, I was like 15 when I went. And all I remember is just being like shocked. I grew up in Fairfield, Texas. I grew up in the country. And I go over there and I'm like, okay, why is there no ice in this drink?
Yes, no ice.
What is pate? Can you not cook this meat before you serve it to me? And why does the McDonald's menu look totally different than the one in America?
I just think, like, if I'm going to go to another country, like, I don't want to go to a country where they speak English. Like, I want to go to a country where, like, I have to struggle with the language. It's like, it's something different.
Okay.
Does it make sense? I know it sounds weird.
It may make your life more difficult, but...
Yeah, why would you want to make your life more difficult? But I don't know, I just...
So what is... Gun Barrel City, I heard that. So what... That's bad.
Shout out 7 points. Seven points, that's a great lake. Love it.
That's right. All right, so what's number one on your list?
For countries?
Another country. Those are Italy.
Italy would be one of them. Honestly, I really want to go. I really want to go to like Switzerland and Austria in the winter.
Okay.
I want to go.
Wait, simmer down, Sean White, because you want to go shred. You want to get your snowboard? No, you know,
like
there.
I don't even know. They don't like snowboarders in Europe.
Oh, really?
No, like there's a lot of mountains that are like skiing only. Mm. Greece. I want to go to Greece, but I want to go to that island. Like, is it Santorini? Is that Greece? Is that the island?
Is that the one with the boys on it?
That's Santeria.
No,
that's
Island.
Easy Epstein.
No, I'm just saying Island. Island Boys. What is it?
Island Boys.
God. Troy.
I was just Island Boy.
What was that? Well, did you send something the other day about them?
The Island Boys had...
Oh, wait. Someone put Dak and... dang, someone put Dak and another eliminated QB's face on the two.
Oh, that's what it is.
And they called them something. It was funny. It was a funny meme.
I did see that.
It might have been like the Sideline Boys or something.
Sideline Boys.
No, the Island Boys, if you don't know the Island Boys, it's two guys. They're twins. They're from Florida, and they're huge on TikTok. They're making money, mostly through Cameo. And I guess a Marine got fired.
Oh, yes.
And he got fired, so he had the Island Boys record a message through Cameo to his superior officer trying to get him back in the Corps or something.
Do not kick Sergeant Vasquez out because he's an island boy. Oh, I know he got his DUI, but give him a second chance. There's always room for a second chance. He messed up the first time. He will all prove himself. He will do better. Maybe that was straight in him. Oh, yeah. Don't kick Sergeant Vasquez out because he's the island boy. And he just does positive stuff, so I know he's going to make it two times.
All right. Oh, my God.
He does positive stuff.
No, he's there seeing his Tottenham Hotspurs. He dragged the wife to a soccer game, and then, bam, there you go.
Plus, I can't go to London. I mean, I'm a northerner. I've got a plot of land in Scotland.
Oh, God.
So I could never go south of Manchester. I don't deal with that southern England stuff. No, I got to go north, baby.
That says RJ was knighted somehow.
Me and William Wallace or whatever his name was.
Buying a seal or something. Got you that? Knighted.
I got knighted. I got lorded.
All right. Lawrence Tynes, former Giants kicker, two rings on the Eli teams, tweeted this yesterday. Eli Manning is a more qualified Hall of Famer than Aaron Rodgers. Bring all the smoke you want. I'm taking 10 over 12 anytime a game is on the line or the playoffs. So that was Lawrence Tynes, who thankfully proceeded to get absolutely shredded on social media for tweeting that out like a dummy.
Man, when I saw this, I was like, oh, this is going to endear him forever with Giant faithful.
Yep.
You know, the first thing that popped into my head, though, this is why we have drug tests. Yes. Right? It really is. This is why we have drug tests in the world today.
If he would have left out the first sentence, I could make an argument for him.
Reasonable people could say,
in the moment,
this guy is better at, even though it's like we're talking about two games here. You know?
Yeah, you could say you'd rather have, you know, Derek Fisher in the final 10 seconds than.
Well, you could say you'd rather have Robert Horry take the final shot than Kobe Bryant.
Yes.
That doesn't mean that he's a better player.
Right.
It just means that, you know, for whatever reason.
Him saying Eli's a more qualified Hall of Famer than Aaron Rodgers is just idiotic. It's moronic. It's stupid. And he should get his account banned. Like, if you're talking about the game on the line, one throw, final 5 minutes, fine. We can have that discussion, even though the luckiest catch in the history of the NFL, the luckiest play took place with David Tyree. It's either that or the Immaculate Reception. But more qualified Hall of Famer, shut up.
You're still putting, even if Eli does have that, you're still taking Aaron Rodgers on that final throw.
Yes.
Even if Eli is better in the big moment, you're still taking the more talented player on the final throw.
Eli ranks 54th all time in career passer rating. 54th. He's behind Mark Bulger, Sam Bradford, Case Keenum, Trent Green, Andy Dalton, Nick Foles, Jeff Garcia, Dante Culpepper, Matt Schaub, Chad Pennington. Rodgers ranks second ahead of, you know, like everybody. MVPs, 3-zip. QB rating, 104 to 84.
Is Mahomes number one on that list?
I don't have who's number one. But like all of the numbers, I mean, it's just a bludgeoning. So there you go. Endear yourself to the fan base, but make your stupidity known to everybody else.
Like, total respect for having your guys back. I get it, you know. You got Eli's back. He got you a couple rings. I get it.
Here's the rest of Twitter. Eli went 1-4. Eli went 1-done in four of his only six playoff appearances. He was 1-done in four of six. Never won a playoff game when his defense allowed more than 20 points.
He never won a playoff game in a year he didn't win a Super Bowl.
What? That
his only playoff wins came in two seasons, and he won the Super Bowl both times.
Using your logic, prior to Peyton Manning winning his second Super Bowl in which he was a game manager, Eli's more qualified than Peyton. Stop it. There's only a handful of players with three MVPs, and Rodgers probably going to be four. That's first ballot. So,
yeah,
Aaron got a little love yesterday, despite what happened with him getting eliminated.
It's not even close. I mean, there's not even really an argument here to be made.
Speaking of former Giants, what's the Odell story? Because the stock market is about to open in 30 seconds, which is bad news for me and everyone else recently.
So Odell Beckham, this was, I thought, amazing. Odell Beckham bought stock, or I'm sorry, when he was given his Rams contract, the contract from the Rams, they gave it to him in Bitcoin, okay? So what happened was, they gave him the contract in Bitcoin, and it was valued at $750,000 when he got the contract, okay? Well, it has since taken quite the downturn since then. It has dropped It has dropped from $750,000 at $64,000 per coin. It is now worth $412,000 at $35,000 per coin.
$130 billion wiped out of the crypto markets in 24 hours. Bad news for the Gavin Dawson podcast.
Yes. However, that is not the only loss that Odell is taking. Odell is taxed on the full amount of the initial value given to him at $750,000. And because he now is a member of a California-based team, he has to pay state tax. So he is being taxed on 50% of $750,000. Which means, as of right now, today, Odell Beckham Jr. has made a grand total of $35,000 from the Rams.
$35,000 because of the crypto?
$35,000.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, it's rough time. Rough time out here in these streets. Let's move on this day.
John and RJ take a look back on this day with Troy Hughes on 105.3 The Fan.
Thank you very much, random voice guy. We are going to go back on this day, fellas, in just a second because we want to test your football knowledge because, as you guys know, you love fighting over sports.
I go home and still watch more.
No, you don't.
After 3 hours. Yes, I do.
Yeah, you fight over it. So we're going to find out if you really do know more about football. But speaking about being in the streets, pour one out if you're on the streets today, because back on this day in 2002, well, a champion was gone. Ken Hitchcock was fired as head coach of the Dallas Stars.
Old Hitch, man. He was tremendous. I covered him very, very briefly. He was like, there was an aura about him, I felt, when he was the coach here.
Oh, yeah.
Big time aura.
Yeah, so Ken Hitchcock fired on this day.
Yeah.
Very much like Wade.
Supposed to have a really good personality, right?
Yep, absolutely did.
Let's test that football knowledge, shall we? Because we go back on this day here on 105.3 The Fan, some Super Bowl games. I'll give you the year, and then I'll ask you the question. Let's see if you guys get it.
Hang on. Are you giving the year the game was played in or the year the season was?
The year the game was played in, because it would happen on this day.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So on this day, the year 1998, Super Bowl 32, name the two teams.
Denver and Green Bay.
Nice. Broncos win 31-24. Location.
San Diego.
So
I'm gonna
good.
Get smoked in this. Yeah.
MVP.
It's Terrell Davis.
Woo! RJ.
Well done.
And halftime show.
No way.
Hang on a second. This was
3 seconds.
The Who.
It was not The Who. No, they didn't install wheelchair ramps for that one. It was the tribute to Motown's 40th anniversary, featuring Boyz II Men, Queen Latifah, Martha Reeves, and The Temptations. Also Smokey Robinson was there as well during the halftime show. You said Jared Sandler was listening, so...
Happy Chinooka.
Happy Chinooka, as Smokey Robinson would say. And also, on this day, another Super Bowl. Let's see if we can get this one. 1987 Super Bowl 21. Name the two teams.
San Fran?
Giants, Denver. Phil Sims, 22 of 24.
Oh, my God. What are you doing? Where was it?
Was that in Tampa?
Rose Bowl.
Oh.
Rose Bowl in Pasadena. You mentioned Phil Sims. Phil Sims was the Super Bowl MVP of that game. But more importantly, what came out of that game, we heard this for the first time.
Phil Sims, you just won the Super Bowl. What are you doing next?
I'm going to go to Disney World.
Phil Sims, the first Super Bowl MVP to utter those words. He was paid $75,000 for that one line.
Really? How iconic is that?
Spent it all on ice cream.
Now, what was not iconic was that halftime show. Salute to Hollywood's 100th anniversary, featuring an introduction by George Burns, who, by the way, was only 9 years younger than the actual city of Hollywood. And then it was followed by a performance from the USC marching band.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That was it?
That was it.
Shots are still being fired between Dez Bryant and Dak's brother, and this played out all day yesterday on social media. It all started from the weekend when Dez was saying that Tony Romo should be this team's offensive coordinator that would win a Super Bowl. Tony Romo should be this team's head coach with Kellen Moore as the OC. Does Dez realize what Tony Romo is making from CBS?
I do believe he is making $18 million per year.
How much does Mike McCarthy make?
Four.
I think you might know.
Okay. So Tony Romo has no financial.
Isn't that a little weird, by the way?
What?
That the guy announcing the game is making four and a half times what the guy coaching the game is making.
Yes. I think that's going to end up being a bad deal for CBS.
Now, there's only three of those jobs as opposed to 32.
Yeah. And now there are rumors that Fox wants to hire Sean Payton to replace Aikman if Aikman leaves for Amazon with their broadcasting package. So keep that in mind. But $18 million, they overpaid.
Oh, my God.
It's insane. How many less people would have watched? Well, that game is probably unfair, but during the regular season. You don't think it affects it one bit?
I mean,
I agree with you. It might affect it like a smidge.
Not enough to even show up, I don't think, in the rating. Like, are that many, like if you're going to sit down and watch the game, how many people don't even know who's getting the, who's announcing the game before they were already tuned in?
A ton of people. It surprises me in our business how many people don't realize it. Yeah. With an NFC game, if I'll quiz you. Not trying to embarrass you.
No,
it's Sunday Night Football, who's calling it?
It's Michaels and Chris.
Okay. If it's Sunday at 3:30 on Fox.
I assume it's Buck and Aikman.
Yes. Sunday, 3:30 on CBS.
Nance and Romo.
There you go.
But
you know how many people don't know that our business?
But if it's noon, I don't know.
Yeah.
It could be Nance and Romo call noon games. You know, depending if they don't have the game of the week.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. I just wonder how many people, when I sit down to watch a game, I just, because there's multiple games at 3:00. You could have a 3:00 game that isn't Nance and Romo. Somebody else. Could be Brent, it's not Brenneman anymore. Shoot. It's, what's his name? It's the game with Moose.
I don't know.
What, Burkhart?
Burkhart. That's what it is. Burkhart.
So Dez, during the weekend's games, was saying, oh, Cowboys, they should make these hires. First off, do you know how much more work? Tony Romo plays golf every day. Every day. I even hear during holidays, and he's making $18 million. So Tony Romo ain't becoming a head coach anywhere or an offensive coordinator. His life's too good, in my opinion.
Yeah. Take a $17 million pay cut to add more work to the table?
You're right. And then Dez said that Dak should hit up Romo for advice on seeing the field, how to read defenses so he can understand weaknesses defensively, how to utilize his weapons in certain situations because this team has way too much talent to be coming up short. Well, some people took that as shots fired at Dak and his field vision. Mm. And by some people, I mean Dak's brother, who is very vocal on social media. And his name is Tad Prescott. So Tad responded and said, oh, because you and Tony won so many playoff games together. Miss me with that. And then Dez is like, tread light, man. I didn't say anything false. And I'm not bashing your brother. Sit your ass down and stop ignoring the real issue. Tad then called Dez a clown. Said he's fake. Said he's the same guy who would smile and hug me while talking S about Romo Witten and those he called Romo's boys. Now you turn on Dak and myself. And then Dez screenshotted a supposed text message from Tad where Tad's number was exposed at the top of it. Basically from Tad saying, my brother and I will appreciate if you kept his name and my name off your social media. That's why Dallas cut you and probably want you to stop ranting about us, brother. And then Dez, who has now deleted the tweet, put that out there. Mm. Tad said, that phone number is not mine. I got two phones. And not one of them is my phone number. Dez called him a girl, said he was lying about it. So here we are with Dez fighting with Dak's brother, who Tolos are now calling our DFW version of Jackson Mahomes, who is annoying everyone while being related to Pat and KC.
I don't think anybody's going to take the title away from Jackson Mahomes.
No.
As the most annoying sibling in sports. I think it's he's already on the Mount Rushmore. It doesn't matter if he doesn't do another thing the rest of his life. You know, this is Dak doesn't want this. Dak doesn't need this. Dak doesn't want to have to. The last thing Dak Prescott wants is beef with a former player, a former teammate of his. He doesn't want that. And Dez probably doesn't want that either.
Right.
You know, this is just, you know.
And I think Dak's brother took it a little bit the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Dez wasn't as clear. If I was sitting down mediating, I'd say, Dez, you had good intentions. You were just saying how anyone can learn from anybody. You know how you probably call up Michael Irvin and ask him for advice. That's all you're saying as a way to improve. The way it came off was Dak Prescott can't read defenses. And Tad,
you overreacted in thinking he was saying that and insulting your brother versus suggesting advice. And then, bam, it would be solved. But Tad's not letting it go this morning. Someone made a video and gave their thoughts, and Tad responded, I hold Dak accountable way more than y'all give me credit. But to think Romo easily wins the game is crazy. Where's your proof? Y'all compare Dak to Romo as if Romo was Aikman. I don't dislike Romo, but his career wasn't what y'all say it was. So that is not going to help out with Cowboy fans who love Tony and are not going to like Dak's brother smashing number nine.
So
just a bad move.
It's a bad move. It really is. It's, you know, Tad's got rabbit ears.
Yes.
And he probably, you know, you can make it, Kate, you make the assumption that he is, I don't want to say a mouthpiece for Dak, but, you know, that he is at least, at the very least, hearing some of these things. Now, I guess the other thing is that the other potential option is that he's speaking completely on his own.
Yep. We don't know.
We don't know. I think most people will look at this and they will assume he is speaking on behalf of Dak. Right? I think most people will look at this and assume he's speaking on Dak's behalf, which may not be fair.
Friend of the show, former Cowboy Tony Casillas off the top rope. Not bad advice by Dez for Dak to talk to Romo about reading coverages, but he really needs a chat with Aikman. He won championships, just
ooh,
saying.
Ooh, so
there's Casillas with a little Shawn Michaels sneak attack kick into the barbershop window. 877-881-1053. Speaking of, any Tolos on that or ready to move on? What about Dez's advice? I think it's good advice. I think Dak does need help reading defenses. I think that's the number one goal of the offseason.
Tad is out of pocket. Tad's a little blank. Dez is right. He has good intentions. Tad is riding his brother's coattails and doesn't understand Dez. Tony's career was subpar.
Ooh.
Tad is more annoying than Jackson Mahomes. He's comparable to Mahomes' wife. Why would they say it on Twitter instead of politely calling Dak and recommending something as a friend? Talk about Dez. He can't read defenses, and against good teams, he struggles. Let's see. Romo, he's not wrong. Romo was 2-6 in winner hung a home game. So, you know, I maybe a slightly side with Romo. I can't tell. Maybe kind of split.
Antonio Brown. Who does he want to play with next since the Brady Bridge has been burned and Tom may be retiring? Here's AB on his next QB on the I Am Athlete podcast.
Who's next in line for you? You played with the GOAT. You won a Super
Jackson.
Bowl with the GOAT. That's who you want to play for?
Action Jackson. Let's give Lamar Jackson his flowers.
Yeah, for sure.
Why?
They did not want him to win MVP.
You don't know why? What do you mean why? I'm saying you watch
games. Yes, I want you to say it so they can tell
the
people.
You just said,
yes,
hey, listen,
I know why.
Shout out to Lamar Jackson. That's it. Right. Lamar Jackson is a great quarterback.
So he named Lamar. Lamar responded with the devil, the purple devil emoji, being like, ha, 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 bring it on. You know, I talked about Dak taking a hit from this weekend's games, the perception of him. I mean, are we gonna have a Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen argument and fight?
What? No, I mean, Josh Allen's a better player.
Okay, because before the year, that would have been an unthinkable statement from many.
I think I agree with
and
that.
And I think that Fantex is still there may be a lot of Lamar support still on there. I'm curious to see.
I think Lamar's fantastic.
Like, think of the guys. I love watching who gets bumped every year.
Yeah.
So, like, right now,
we over and under.
Yeah. Right now, Dak is getting bumped out.
Right.
And I think Lamar is going to get bumped out, at least for Josh Allen.
Josh is a different story. Like, Josh Allen, you know, he's on a different level. But no, like, saying that he's better than Lamar, I don't think it's a shot at Lamar. I don't think we're bumping Lamar too much. I mean, Lamar, I think, is still a top 10 player. And his ceiling, like, that's the other thing about Lamar. Like, Lamar's ceiling is high. The problem is his floor is kind of low, too.
Where are we with Lamar Dak?
I think Lamar's ceiling is much higher than Dak Prescott's. Like, and I don't mean, like, he'll have a better career. I mean, like, in any given game or season, if Lamar had, like,
Because what we used to say
is both their ceilings is the MVP.
Well, but in different ways.
In different, much different ways.
Like, can Lamar, Dak will never become the runner Lamar is. How far away is Lamar from passing with Dak?
I think he's there.
There.
Yeah, he's I think Lamar's a massively underrated passer. I don't think he's there. How about, let me phrase that. Dak's better thrower than Lamar. But I don't think it's as big of a gap as Lamar's running ability over Dak. That's a much bigger gap.
Oh, yeah. Much bigger gap.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.